So Tom Brady will not play the first four games.
Well, as the court was very clear on the fact that the suspension was reinstated, that it should not have been reversed in the first place.
The Patriots believe they can survive the suspension, win the division, and have just as good a chance to make it to the Super Bowl with a healthier Tom Brady in December and January.
Tom Brady's just about done.
So I just think Brady's just a little bit out of it right now.
He and Belichick are not best friends. He doesn't love Belichick.
Brady probably using the scissors, gashed his thumb on his throwing hand.
Yeah, I made a decision before the game to just play Jimmy and Jacoby.
And that Brady banner is gigantic.
Again, our focus is on the Cardinals. That's who we play this week.
Hogan wide open, has it at the 10 and stride. Goodbye. Touchdown, Patriots.
Attaboy, Jimmy.
Tom Brady's at home watching. You want to say anything?
Love you, buddy.
Garoppolo is hurt, man, and he got driven into the carpet. Yeah, his shoulder's bad, man.
And we've seen reports of Jimmy Garoppolo being out 6 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. They have not given up hope that he could be ready for Thursday night, so we'll see.
Jacoby with a cut at the five. He's looping ahead, diving for a touchdown. Patriots!
Julian, this is Walt Patalski from the Buffalo News. Are you playing quarterback this week?
Are you the starting quarterback this week, or are you third on the depth chart?
Those decisions aren't up to me, big guy. You know that.
Brady's going to try to get outside. He tucks it and heads to the far sideline. Oh, diving out of bounds. He had a defender diving on his back. And Brady points in front of the Browns. First down, New England. Into the end zone. He takes a Steeler defender on the way to a touchdown, Patriots.
One more. I got 69 touchdowns. If you know what I mean. Only you know what I mean, baby.
Right to the record book. Touchdown 69 for Rob Gronkowski.
They weren't going to re-sign him. They weren't going to franchise him.
I think it's about performance. I don't think it's about any pettiness.
Jamie Collins does not freelance out there unless they tell him he can do that.
On the Cleveland.
Gronkowski is being taken into the locker room.
Gronk's on his way out. Because of injuries, they don't stick with you when they see you slipping.
Record win number 201, and we heard the crowd after the game chanting your name. You waved to the crowd. What does this mean to you?
Been a lot of football over the years, so, you know, it's always been about winning, and I just feel very grateful.
Tom breaking the record today was, of course, what it's all about, winning games.
Julian to the 45, it's a great ball by Floyd. They clear him to the 30 of Miami. Goodbye, Julian Edelman. Touchdown, Patriots.
Yeah, Michael Floyd with the knockout block.
You know you're not promised next week, so we have to go earn that.
Sprints outside of the 10, to the 5, end zone bound, touchdown, Patriots!
Bang, bang, just like that.
Goodbye, Deion Lewis takes it to the house, touchdown, Patriots!
Now it's a party!
Surging forward toward the goal line, and in, his third touchdown for the Patriots!
A record for the Patriots quarterback and his head coach. 11 conference championships now for Brady and Bill Belichick.
You know, it's always an honor to be participating in the AFC Championship game. Great history, great deal of respect for the Steelers.
Well, it's a big game, so I'm going to go try to play my best.
Brady pulls away, gets to Deion Lewis. He tosses it back to Brady and a field goal. He had Mitchell open. He throws it, stuck for Hogan to the right. Touchdown, Patriots!
The most important thing for me is to doing the very best that I can every time I take the field, to be the best I can at practice every day for my teammates. I'm very fortunate to be on this team, and we've had so many great opportunities to be in this game. I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that I've had seven chances at. I mean, that's pretty crazy.
28-12, 8:48 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Hightower gets to the quarterback. Ball is loose.
You can't.
Patriots sacking Ryan and recovering at the 25. Throws down the middle for Edelman. Ball's tipped. And Julian diving for it.
He's got it.
Throws it for Edelman. Yeah. Golock. Touchdown, Patriots!
Now we got a ball game, folks.
Direct snap to James White. Runs up the middle. He's in for two.
Great call, Josh McDaniels.
Hands it to White. Up the middle. Touchdown, Patriots!
It's amazing how this team is never dead.
Tom takes the step. Quick throw to Amendola. Screen left. A flag as he reaches across the goal line for a score. Diving to the goal line.
He's done it.
A touchdown. And a title for the Patriots.
I can't believe it.
They have completed the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history. And a silver trophy is coming back to New England.
Tom Brady's your runaway MVP in this game. Deflategate's over.
This is unequivocally the sweetest. Tonight, for the fifth time, the Patriots are world champions.
Again, this team earned it. They earned it all the way.
Defense gets stops. We just put up points, and we just found a way to get a victory.
A lot of mental toughness by our team, and you know we're all going to remember this for the rest of our life.
Brady.
Brady didn't play the first month of the season. He was fresh coming back. Garoppolo played. The Patriots weathered the storm early, even with Garoppolo getting hurt. Jacoby Brissett, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Right? All of that good stuff happening. It's our 10th anniversary today, and this hour brought to you by Coors Light. Cheers to the Sports Hub from Coors Light for 10 refreshing years.
Here's to you.
Of sports radio in Boston. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment made to chill.
Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary! Happy anniversary!
Yes! Yes! Now it's a party.
Now it is. The story of this year was less about all the drama. There was the drama, right? That was part of it, but you'll remember it for the game itself, for the comeback.
Yeah.
Because it was
final
drive.
Closing drive.
It was unbelievable.
They still put closing drive up even though we're doing a four-hour anniversary show.
Yes.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Being able.
28-3 was the score. The Patriots found themselves down against the
dead, dead in the water.
But just being able to be at that game, you know what that has bought me for the rest of my life?
What?
The out whenever my wife talks about attending a game, like say last year's Super Bowl, for instance.
So what do you want to go to that for?
Or a Stanley Cup final.
Never gonna top it.
And I said, hey, you were there for the greatest championship game
she was
ever played.
Yeah.
Was that the bus game?
That was the bus game. I had been gone for a couple of weeks. I said, look, why don't you come out? You know, you've been home with the kids all this time. Your mom, help out for a couple of days.
That's nice.
Why don't you come out? Final weekend. Went to the game. Since we were there, witnessed it. Now, whenever another opportunity pops up, it's probably going to cost a lot of money.
Right.
In terms of, you know, including another person in this. I said, what do you want to go to that for? You're never going to see anything better than that.
Yeah.
And she agrees. It's great.
I went through the expense at halftime, being down 18 points at halftime. And you're sitting there itemizing everything, you know, the post-game tickets, flights, hotels, lower-level bowls. My sister ended up coming. She sat with my
that's
wife.
That's a fright.
Lady Gaga's coming out of the ceiling. I don't care. And Bob's trying to tell me, you know, they get the ball out. They're going to get the ball to receive. And if they go down and score here, you know what?
Shut up, Bob!
No, I'm going to give them a chance. So then they come out, take the opening kickoff the second half. You know what they do? They go freaking 3-and-out.
I remember the conversation I had with Zoe at halftime.
They go, what do you want to do now? Are they dead now, Bob? And I'm yelling at Bob during the break. I'm like, I can't take it anymore.
I remember the conversation I had with Zoe. Zoe looked at me and goes, I can't believe you spent eight days here for them to do this. And I said,
they crapped their pants.
I said, yeah, but we had a good week.
Yeah.
I said,
up until this game, we had a great time.
Up until the game, we had an awesome week. And Zoe's like, yeah, we did have a good time. We did. We did have a good time. And Zoe starts from a Barstool party was pretty good.
It was a great party.
Barstool party was fun. NASA was a lot of fun. I made a ton of money at Vince Wilfork's house. Like, he starts remembering all the stuff that happened that week.
Nice
true
car.
Or false? How much money you make at Vince Wilfork?
It was
good. You don't have to tell. You made a lot of money that day. Zoe hosted a party that was being held in
for an hour.
Yeah. Vince Wilfork allowed someone to host a party at his house, and Zoe was like the MC of the party.
Just celebrity guest
of the party.
One of them.
You got paid handsomely. That's all I know. And Zoe's like, yeah, I guess you're right. I guess it was a good week.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Zoe, it's not all that bad. It's not all that bad. We had a good week. And you're like, you know what? Yeah, I guess we did have a good week.
And then the comeback.
That was our halftime conversation at 28 today. I'm like, they're cooked, but we had a good week.
Honestly, remember our halftime conversation, Beetle?
What was it?
I was emptying my account because the Patriots were getting like plus 1,400 or something ridiculous. Money line for them to win.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a good second half.
Yeah, he did okay.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, he did all right because he's just such a fanboy.
Honestly,
it's the last game of the year. Got to empty the account.
No, or you could have emptied it into your bank account, left. But no, the fanboy in you won out that night.
That's right.
Yeah.
I think the final 6 minutes of that game was Bob and I calling again. I think that was our best call.
Well, why don't we get to some of your call? Sets it up perfectly. Let's start with this.
I turned to you and I'm like, it was surreal the way it was happening. And I'm like, this is happening, right?
Yeah.
Fourth quarter.
He cleaned up in the second half, but then he let it ride on the Eagles.
fourth quarter, game tying drive. Zolak and Sosie and Zolak on the Patriots radio network.
Nice.
The Patriots need to go 91 yards and then convert. For two.
It's about the area of the field where number 12's hero got into a huddle. I think down in Miami and said, hey, isn't it John Candy over there in the stands? Listen to the Brady chant. Got to go here.
Hogan to the right slot. Mitchell on the outside. There's some confusion for them. Two receivers left. Play clock is at 5. 3rd and 10 from the New England 9 with White in the backfield for Brady. Tom takes the snap. There's pressure. He throws toward the right. Hogan makes the grab at the 25.
Wow.
What a strike between a pair of defenders. Tackled by Collins. First down, New England.
Money throw by number 12. Sitting in the pocket. Great job, James White, on the blitz. Pick up to the right side. They bring nickel pressure. Brady sits in there and delivers a strike to Hogan.
2:50 and counting here in the fourth. Pats with two timeouts remaining, trailing by 8. Ball's on the right hash at the 25 of New England. The Patriots have trips to the right. Short side of the field, Edelman, Bennett, and Hogan. Meanwhile, Mitchell to the left. James White, who's played very well today, to the left of Brady. He takes the snap. He stands in. He throws it near side. Mitchell makes the grab. Turns to the sideline. Stepping out of bounds. An 11-yard grab to the 36. And again, making the grab in front of Jalen Collins.
Keep feeding the rookie. Kid came to play today. It came to play. I mean, these aren't easy catches. They're all over him. It's a deep comeback. 6 catches, 70 yards for number 19.
And the Pats in the huddle with the clock stopped at 2:28. Edelman, Bennett, White to the right. Amendola, Hogan to the left as Mitchell gets a well-deserved blow from the near hash of the 36. Shotgun snap to Brady. Stands in, throws down the middle for Edelman. Ball's tipped, and Julian diving for it. As Olford cut in front of the receiver, Edelman has it. Did he make the catch?
He's got
it. He did.
You got to be kidding me.
At the 40. The ball was tipped by Olford. The Patriots are going to try to line up and snap, and Dan Quinn is going to throw the challenge flag. The ball was hit high in the air. Edelman leaping forward, making the grab.
He's
the
got
ball
it.
On the left foot of Olford.
He's got it.
Edelman made the catch off the deflection. Eventually, his arms underneath the
Atlanta
left foot of the defensive back.
The ruling on the field of a completed pass.
Corralling
the
pass.
Play.
These
Did
things,
the ball hit the turf?
Fourth quarters, late in games and Super Bowls. These things don't happen to New England. They usually go against them.
Can you say David Tyree and Jermaine Kearse?
Oh, I'd like to take one more look at this one. I mean,
again, the Patriots were trying to hurry to the line of scrimmage.
What a catch.
Alford. Frauding Edelman, leaping, batting the ball high in the air, and what a reaction by Julian Edelman, diving back, and there were 3 Falcons there, Olford, accompanied by 2 of his teammates, and the Patriots await the ruling by Carl Cheffers, the referee.
After review, the ruling on the field is confirmed. The receiver's hand is under the ball never hits the ground. Atlanta will be charged with their 3rd and final charge timeout. It is also their 2nd challenge. They have no challenges remaining.
So the Falcons out of timeouts on the challenge. The Patriots have 2 timeouts remaining, plus the 2-minute warning. 2:03 to go. Brady waits as the clock will wind on the signal by Cheffer. Shotgun snap to Brady. He got it off in time. He stands in. He throws to the right.
Yeah.
Amendola plucks it at the 25. Runs to the 20. He's tackled there by Poole.
Keep
and
it going.
And a first down for the Patriots as we reach the 2-minute warning. And now the Pats. Out of the 2-minute warning, have it at the Falcon 21. Trips to the left. Edelman motions across the formation with White to his right. Amendola, Hogan split to the wide side left. Brady with a check with me. He turns to Edelman. Points to his helmet with both hands. Left foot forward, waits on the snap. He receives it. He backs up. He looks to the right. And he throws it underneath to White. Cuts it left at the 15. And James dives forward inside the 10 to the 7. 1:48 and counting for the Patriots. New England has 2 timeouts remaining.
Took the check down right there. They're backing up. They give it to you. Take it. Take it again here if you need be. Don't force a silly throw over the middle.
13 yards on the completion. White to the right of Brady. Edelman trots to the short side right with 2 receivers. Amendola and Hogan to the left. Shotgun snap to Brady. He's in the pocket. He throws it underneath. White makes the grab and he dives forward. He lands in front of Jones at the 1.
Don't worry about the clock and giving him too much time. The last time you gambled with this was Seattle.
Yep.
And you didn't get it in.
70
Punch
seconds
in.
To go. Ball just inside the 1 right hash mark. Brady will move under center. White behind him. Edelman to the right, Bennett to the right. Brady surveys the defense. Tom takes the snap. He backs up, hands it to White. Up the middle! Touchdown, Patriots! They've drawn within 2 in Super Bowl 51.
It's amazing how this team is never dead. Boy, you got to drop them to come back from a 25-point deficit when things are dire. But you put it on 12's back. They may have the regular season MVP. We might be looking at the Super Bowl 51 MVP if this plays out.
James White, 12 catches, 107 yards, and he's got a touchdown receiving and a touchdown rushing, a two-point play running, and he's going to line up to the right along with Mitchell. 57 seconds to go, a two for the tie, trips to the left. Brady under center. Tom takes the snap, quick throw to Amendola, screen left, a flag as he reaches across the goal line for a score. There is a penalty marker on the play.
They're offsides, that's in.
The Patriots with an apparent two-point conversion. A conference by the officials. It's a tie game in Super Bowl 51.
High fives for everybody. Give me some. What are you looking at, Beetle? I can't believe it. The place is rocking. Play Josie.
Somebody bring me a sandwich.
Give me something. What are you looking at, Bertrand?
Beetle's mouth open.
What are you looking at?
What are you looking at, Beetle?
Shut up.
This hour is brought to you by Coors Light. Cheers to the sports up for Coors Light for 10 refreshing years.
Here's to you.
Of sports radio in Boston. Coors Light. Scott Zolak's favorite. Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. That was the game tying drive.
Oh, what nerves.
I'm sitting here and I know the outcome. And
Okay. But you know the outcome. Everybody knew the outcome.
You had to convert another two-pointer, which was extremely difficult to do. You still had to get to two. I knew they were going to score.
That was the game tying drive. That tied the game.
You needed eight.
No. Once they got the two, I'm saying it's over.
Once the game was tied.
This game is going to... Did you have any doubt they were going to win that game?
No.
When
they tied?
Yes. That was it.
I remember saying to Jim, they're going to actually win this.
They're going to win it. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
All they had to do was get to two and they were going to win.
And I'm never right.
I said, they're going to win this. I go, oh my God.
I said it out loud. I said, anybody laughs. I'm like, now they're going to win it.
Yeah.
Well, they need to get that. They don't need anything. They don't need to get the ball. They're going to win. I don't know how. I don't know how they're going to do it, but now they're winning the game.
Here's how they did it. Have a listen. The overtime winning drive of Super Bowl 51.
Anticlimactic, but sure, because we knew they were going to win it.
This is tails. New England gets to call the toss.
Heads.
They have called heads. It is heads. New England has won the toss. Electric to receive this end of the field. Good luck.
Bosher has the ball teed up. Far hash, right hash of the 35. Raising the right hand, begins the approach. He swings the right leg. Overtime of Super Bowl 51 underway with a kick into the end zone. And Amendola waves the right arm. Not a fair catch, but a touchback as he receives and takes the knee. Pats will go left to right from the 25.
Here we go.
Tom Brady, 38 for 56, 416 yards passing, two touchdowns, one interception. And he began the year in a four-game suspension, of course.
Home game.
And now in Houston.
Fans are alive now.
We're in a tie. In Super Bowl 38, he set up a game-winning kick by Adam Vinatieri. To win it with this drive, the Pats need to score a touchdown. White to the left of the quarterback, trips right. Meanwhile, one receiver to the left. Hogan tugs at the gloves to the short side of the field. Brady takes the snap, throws it left. A screen for James White. Try to run to the far sideline. Gets away from Deion Jones. Tight roping before he steps out of bounds. And actually, the officials are going to mark him out at the 31, a pickup of six.
Nice little drive starter right there. Quick little flip out to the side.
Brady's in the gut. With the right foot forward. Now steps with the left foot. Signals, falling out of play to the right toward Amendola and Edelman. Turns to his left, raising the right hand. Stops the foot, extends the hands, takes the snap. Three-man rush. Brady stands in, throws it to the near side. Amendola makes the grab and a perfect throw over the shoulder. And an out pattern to the 45 to beat Brian Poole.
That was sick. Absolutely
money.
Disgustingly sick. He checked to this. The ball's released, and it's right over the hands. It's basically the same type of catch. Not as flashy that Julio Jones had on the sideline, but from a timing aspect.
Tom Brady trying to engineer the drive for five. First down and 10 for the Pats. A minute into overtime from the 45 of New England. White in the backfield. Shotgun snap. Brady stands in. He throws it to the far side of the field. Coming back. Hogan makes the catch. Turns to the far sideline. Then he cuts it back inside. Tackled at the 36. That ball nearly picked off by Collins. Hogan fought for it. He picks up another first down.
Everybody stepping up to make plays. Danny Amendola, James White, Julian Edelman, Martellus Bennett. I said it. When you were down 21, it's about everybody. Got it. They have to get involved. And everybody's feeding off the emotion that they established off the Hightower strip sack.
Two receivers to the left, trips to the right. Brady takes the snap. He backs up. He steps up. He throws down the middle in traffic. Catch by Edelman. First down grab in front of Alford at the Falcon 25.
Iron Man time, baby. Money's on the line. Feed number 11. He ain't going anywhere. He'll be there. He will be there in clutch time. What a route. But 39 years of age, back foot hits in the pocket. He steps up and delivers a laser right into the teeth of the defense.
Trips right before Hogan motions to the backfield. Play fake by Brady. A flip and a screen right for James White. Runs to the 25-20. Cuts it right to the 15. Out of bounds. Forced to the sideline by Alford with a first down for the Patriots.
Josh McDaniels working the magic. It's the second time that play is called. It's an underneath fake to Hogan. The flip screen to the side. And you're 15 yards from winning Super Bowl 51.
Down 25 to tie with a two-point conversion in the final seconds. And now the Patriots with a first and 10 for the Atlanta 15. White to the right of Brady. He'll now join Bennett, flexing out to the short side. Trips left from the Atlanta 15. Brady turns to Edelman. Calls out the play to Hogan, relayed to Mitchell. Brady takes the snap. Bennett. He stands in. He lobs a throw toward Bennett. It's makes good. The catch. No! Ball is knocked away at the goal line. There's a penalty marker. Oh. Martellus Bennett trying to make the twisting adjustment on a throw covered by the linebacker Campbell.
I could see it from up here. They had him.
The flag is thrown.
Oh, my.
After
great
two
call.
Of Atlanta. And the officials will place the ball down.
Pass interference. Defense.
The Falcon, 2-yard line. 2 yards from a fifth Super Bowl championship. 11:13 on the clock. Overtime, 28-28. Patriots are in the huddle. Cameron Fleming is in there. He's checked in as a tackle eligible. Tom Brady stands between Fleming and Cannon to call the play. Blunt in the backfield. I formation. Devlin the fullback from the 2 right hash mark. Langle motions right to left. Brady takes the snap. Play fake. Lobs a throw for Bennett. Back shoulder tipped and knocked away and nearly intercepted by Vic Beasley.
Dangerous throw. Dangerous, dangerous throw. Don't get greedy.
Second a goal to go from the Atlanta 2.
If Bennett gets tripped up and he doesn't even get a chance to elevate there.
James White will set behind Brady. We'll move under center. Trips to the right. Bennett to tight end left. Second and goal to go from the 2. Toss sweep right for James White. Cuts it under the right arm. Cuts it upfield. Driving forward. Diving to the goal line. A touchdown. And a title for the Patriots.
I can't believe it.
They have completed the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history. Led by the greatest quarterback.
Look at Brady.
In Super Bowl and NFL annals.
One more ring.
White and a silver trophy is coming back to New England.
I love this team.
The confetti, the streamers falling from the roof of NRG Stadium.
I don't care. They got balls. And when you have balls on the biggest stage, you win championship football games. What an amazing, stunning end as the Falcons just sit there in disbelief as they blow the end of this game. You could say they blew it, but I'm going to go with New England.
The Patriots won it, though.
Took it out of their hands, and it started with Hightower. Tom Brady's your runaway MVP in this game. It's over. Deflategate's over. And it doesn't end in a sweeter way than what's going to transpire here in the next 10 minutes. I've seen it all. I have seen it all. This team's got guts.
When the year began, Tom Brady was handed a four-game suspension. In a few minutes, he'll be handed a Lombardi trophy for the fifth time. And the scene will unfold with his mother, Galen, in attendance.
So you stopped just short of, Mama, put me to bed. I have seen it all. I have seen too much.
Yeah, pretty much. Exhausting. I kept turning around to be like, they scored.
I don't know that I'll ever see anything greater ever again in sports.
No,
I mean,
but
how's that going to get topped? How's that game going
to
get topped?
But in terms of that final call and the final score to win it, again, anticlimactic, because I wasn't sure that he got it. I'm still not sure he got in.
Who cares? They were going to win anyway.
Right. They were going to win anyway.
Who cares? The game is over.
But in that moment, like on the field, I don't know what the experience was watching it on TV, but like being there, it's like everything went off. And
Julian
Edelman
on the field thought they were going to review it. Remember that?
I thought everybody was going to review it. I'm like, God, did he get in?
They did. They did review it. Belichick goes, they did.
I know, but it's the fastest review of all time.
It was. They didn't stop. It was normally you clear the field.
Al with the NFL.
They knew
it was going, game over.
They couldn't
clear the field. These guys are going to win. Give them the game. God, this thing is over.
The confetti is already out there. Yeah. Did he get in?
It's all
close enough.
He's in close enough. This thing's over, guys. Guys, it was 28-3. It's over. They're cooked. The Patriots win.
See, he doesn't get in. Third and goal from the one-inch line. Say you get stuffed. What do you do on fourth and inches? Do you kick it or do you go for it? For the
what
win?
A win. What an incredible, incredible win. And an incredible moment to have happened here on the Sports Hub. This hour brought to you by Coors Light. Cheers to the Sports Hub from Coors Light for 10 refreshing years of sports radio in Boston.
Here's to you.
Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment made to chill.
Happy anniversary!
Let's get to the takeaways, shall we?
Sure.
The gift.
Give it to me! Give it to me now! Damn it!
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And of course, we're presented commercial free today by our friends at Aaron's, the king of snow. Buy your Aaron's snow thrower tax free weekend. Ready for snow season with that bad boy. Mm. Ready for that.
It's coming soon.
I know. Right around the corner.
It's like 133 days or 132 days till Christmas.
We've got
Why
something.
Why would you know that?
We've got things from all.
I have a countdown at home.
You do?
Yeah, for Christmas?
Yeah, Christmas.
Actual seconds to Christmas.
What days till Santa?
It stays up year round.
It just, it's a clock, and it's like Tom Brady's next Super Bowl clock.
He likes Christmas.
I love Christmas.
He's a believer in Christ.
It's
magical. Leave a man alone.
It's birthday, man.
Who doesn't?
It's but I birthday of the year, other than your kids.
You got a Christmas countdown clock that you keep up year round in your home?
I don't have it. It's an app. You can download the app.
It's an app that hangs on your wall.
Look at it. It's just a concept.
I bought a special phone. I hang it on the wall.
For another day, please.
Yeah.
For another day.
Okay.
Let's start with this. The Fantasy Foreplay. This is before my time in midday.
Oh my God.
This is from 2011. Sort of a mashup of Fantasy Foreplay. Nick Cattles used to do the Fantasy Foreplay, right?
He had an issue with Bell's palsy or something, and he was out for a little while, so he had to have fill-ins.
Nick had a bad back. He had,
empathy is not your best quality.
He had a dead foot.
His face froze.
He had bad teeth. Here's nobody with worse medical conditions for a 32-year-old man.
Chachi, Wayne, Lanny, they were filling in. Is that what happened?
Right.
We did random.
And the first time the Fantasy Foreplay aired, Maz walked in the studio before the Felger and Maz show while we were playing it, and Nick was standing there listening to his Fantasy Foreplay being replayed. Maz looks up at the speaker and goes, "Who the F is this clown?"
Let's hear it.
Right in front of Nick. But this isn't Nick. These are the fill-ins for Nick.
Yeah, this is like Nick redoing the best of 2011.
Okay.
Let's review the interesting personalities that attempted to fill my shoes. First, Billy Lanny and Adolfo.
Fantasy Foreplay. Like that, not a good one.
Here's a sleeper in the PPR leagues, or as I like to call them, my prrrr leagues.
Next up, the IT guy Wayne and building legend Chachi.
Jackie Battle? F*** is Jackie Battle. Okay, football, okay.
And a paltry 3.5 yards per carry.
You f*** ramble on, you're rhyming words. What the f***? I'm busy, I have a f***.
life here, you know.
There are those special moments in time when Breer truly outdoes himself. Here's my favorite.
My opinion of Green Bay's got problems defensively.
It's like a machine gun of Green Bay's.
Green Bay's 31st.
Settle down, Bert. You keep this up, Zoe's going to catch on and blow up your spot.
Our street team has done appearances for that. I looked at
it. Is that it?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Do you think I work at a sports station?
Fantasy foreplay.
Lanny.
Bruce.
Lanny. Here's a favorite from the show.
What's that?
Hardy in high school on the Cliff and Rob Coffee Shop. If you don't know the story.
We don't have time. Turn up your car.
Don't have time.
Here's the original clip. This is the Cliff and Rob Coffee Shop.
Here we go.
All right. So, you know, what else needs to be said? This is the Cliff and Rob Coffee Shop. We're going to be here for another hour. That sounds
one more hour. Hey,
that sounds good, doesn't it?
That sounds great.
And every tune is going to be a hot and happening one for you.
That's right.
A lot of classic rock and roll, I've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our favorite tunes are classic, so that's just the way it works. What are we going to do next?
Yeah, we're going to do some alternating current, direct current.
All right.
From their hottest album, I would venture to say, Back in Black. A favorite on the Cliff and Rob Coffee Shop, and I think if you just hear the beginning of the tune, you'll know what's going on here on the station for Alteration 89.5 FM
WAHF.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Can we make the last time we
far you've come? Do you understand how far you've come?
Yeah.
I never want to hear that again.
Oh,
no.
You should appreciate it. You've turned into such a pro now. Like, right there, man. Like, hey, what's up next?
Did the morning show.
Hot and happening.
Yeah, I used to do mornings.
Happening. What was with the Minnesota?
And every tune is going to be a hot and happening one.
Happening.
Hot and happening.
Okay, we all got to start somewhere.
Okay.
Let's go back to
Ken and Lowell's first appearance on the show.
So speaking of starts.
Go back to the first call that he had. This is when Chris Sale was still a member of the White Sox.
Awesome.
This is when the Adam LaRoche saga was playing out with his son, Drake LaRoche, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Remember the kid was in the clubhouse?
Yeah.
Out there. So Ken and Lowell called in. This is before we were really familiar with Ken. He was just another caller. Some guy named Ken and Lowell.
Random weirdo.
And this call put him on the map, and he has become a regular on this show. Ken's in Lowell. Hi, Ken.
It's a gateway.
How you doing, guys?
All right, Ken. What's
good
up?
Ken.
Not bad. I got a question. It's like an ancillary issue here, whether the right or the wrong of bringing your kid into the locker room. But, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, this has been going on since he was with the Washington Senators, right?
Yes.
All right. So now, at that time, now he's 14 years old now or something
Williams
like that?
Ted Williams was the manager, yeah.
Yep. All right, so this goes back 5 or 6 years, right?
Apparently, yeah. That's what some people have said.
So this goes back to when he was approximately 9 years old, and you have your 9-year-old child in a locker room with grown men walking around naked to and for the showers, and isn't that kind of weird?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and you know who that's a favorite of? That is a favorite of Dan Roach. Dan Roach references that call all the time.
If you heard, he was filling in on that show. I don't think Zoe was here that day.
Yes, Roachy always brings that up to me. Isn't that kind of weird?
Weird?
Isn't that kind of weird?
Ken's in low. Oh, my God.
He's an all-timer.
By the way, I mentioned Dan Roach at the very beginning of the show today when we were talking about how we got here and like the auditions we had to do, and I did an audition with Roach. I thought we did a good audition. I don't think Roach wanted to do the job, even like on a weekend basis. He's like, no, he was busy enough. He had enough stuff going on.
Touchdown.
And I'm glad he's filled in and he's been a part of the station over the years. But in terms of like from the outset, I think they wanted Roach, but he just had too much on his plate.
Touchdown. Wow.
Roachy.
Touchdown.
Tom just pulled Ken and Lowell's second call. It's shorter. You want to hear it?
Yeah. If you have, of course.
Their defensive numbers are kind of like skewed because they were playing like really weak teams during the season, right? And I'm wondering, like, do you think, in your opinion, is that seven in the box, is that going to work against the Patriots?
Yeah, isn't that kind of weird?
I know.
He didn't even know that you were mocking him. No, he had no idea.
He's a beauty.
No idea whatsoever.
Oh, my God.
None. He didn't even pick up on it.
Love Ken. We've learned more about Ken than we have maybe any other caller.
We retired this song, but we will bring it back on a special day like this. It would be Hardy's Danny Amendola song.
Oh, yeah.
D-O-L-A Dola. Here it is.
It didn't look good with 9 minutes left. The Pats trailed by 10 when they lined up for first and goal. G-O-A-L, goal.
A first and goal to go from the 9.
Rob got bumped and Brandon was cooked. But then Brady said, I can always find Amendola.
Looks down the middle.
D-O-L-A, Dola.
Catch by Amendola.
Danny Amendola.
Dives to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. We got life. Somebody's making a play. It's Danny Amendola.
They were down by 3.
Takes the snap.
They needed to score.
The play fakes Dwight.
Go up by 4.
He looks down the middle.
So time said please.
He fires and the ball is.
Danny, can you catch one more for me?
T-Bone said a moment ago into our ears, that song's been unretired more times than Brett Favre. We just keep bringing it back.
Well,
just keeps finding its way back.
Who's that bass player there in your little fake Kinks band? I'd like to hire him for a party.
Right?
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
It is.
That guy's legit.
He's got good
He's got it.
He's got some skill.
Jam some bass.
He's got some skill. Here's an old one, an oldie but a goodie from the very early days of the midday show on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Zolak and Tanguay.
Oh, this isn't on the air.
This is
at the 2010 Celtics.
This is just
actually it would have been the 2009.
It's 2009. Yeah.
2009. Okay. You have this wrong on my sheet.
So this is these are live mics during a commercial break while they're eating.
We were live on. At the party, we were told we were going to get guests. We got none, but they had great feed at Landana right there.
Wasn't it the TV media day?
I don't know what it was.
I think it was a Comcast event.
Tanguay made a speed. You're right.
Right. It was a Comcast luncheon.
Tanguay was going to get everybody on.
The TV station used to put together this luncheon every year for the kickoff of the season, and it was up in Burlington, and you guys went and did the show from there that day, and this was Jim. Rolling on you guys during a break, eating.
Do you guys want some bread? Help yourself if you want it.
Hey, Gary.
That's good garlic bread, huh, Joe?
It's good garlic. Yeah, let me get over.
Yeah, man. Thanks. You can just throw them down. They're like cattle.
Oh, my God. I'm going to throw up.
Oh. Favorite sound maybe ever on this radio station.
This is the waiter. You guys want sounds? Yeah. Just put them anywhere.
And put the eggs on top.
We got no gas. Put them down. We're going to eat.
Don't understand. Bring it up.
Should we bring it. The end of that again to breathe in one more time? I'm trying to breathe before I burp.
It's like an engine that's trying to start. sounded like an engine that's trying to turn over.
They got good bread there. Oh, it's so crusty.
That sound will never be retired, ever.
Good bread.
Also,
HR Fruit 3. Nice.
Hey, Gary.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Oh, God. October 2010, Randy Moss was traded by the Patriots. They sent him back to the Vikings, where he had started his NFL career. And Wayne, who was one of our IT guys, Wayne the South African.
South African.
That's right.
Yeah. South African Wayne. Great guy. Haven't talked to him in a couple of years. Wonder what he's up to.
I texted with him not long ago.
Yeah? How's he doing?
Developing a very interesting app. Yeah, very interesting app. Yeah.
Probably porn.
That's what he was doing the last time I talked to him.
Legit.
I got to catch up with him. But Wayne, tremendous guy. He was nuts. And I mean that as a compliment.
Bobby Poole, looking a little flabby. You need to deadlift, squat, bench press.
What was that?
But you had two teaspoons of psyllium husk fiber every day. What clean you
he
out.
Had everybody on that. He had everybody on this fiber drink, and everybody was running to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you had him record a song.
Until you get used to it.
To the tune of Candle in the Wind.
Well, I had an idea for Randall in the Wind.
Yeah.
For Randy Moss, but I couldn't figure out how to, like, how do you voice it? Who's going to sing it? It should be a spoken word piece, and we should get Wayne to do it.
Sort of along the lines of William Shatner.
Right.
In that vein.
So
right?
All the lyrics you'll hear sung in the background, but Wayne takes over lead vocals by just speaking the lyrics.
Here's Randall in the Wind.
Goodbye, Randy Moss. Though we never knew you at all, you had the grace to promote yourself after catching all those footballs.
You know, I have a day off. You know, I'm dealing with Capital One.
Even when you tried.
I think a lot of people don't want to see me do good.
Oh, the press still hounded you.
We expect greatness out of you, boy.
All the papers had to say.
Y'all the ones doing all the right.
Whether Tom Brady wanted you.
I want him. He knows that. I tell him that every day.
And it seems to me you lived your life like a Randall in the Wind.
Great cash, homie.
Never knowing who to lay blame to when you didn't win.
I don't really know.
And I would have liked to have known you, but I kind of did.
I think it'll be a smack in my face.
Randall ran out long before his contract ever did.
These shoulders that I have on my body, you can put the earth on it.
So stupid.
We go from
Patriot
song to another. This is Robert Kraft on Gronk.
I think this is Feldman's piece.
And
it's
Feldman.
Done by Feldman, and I thought...
What's his first name?
Mark Feldman.
Oh, I know.
Hey, Gronk. I thought you called me Dog. Dog. What's up, dog? Hey, Gronk. I thought you'd call me dog. Dog. Hey, Gronk. I thought you'd call me dog. Dog. Hey, Gronk. Dog. Hey, Gronk. Dog. Hey, Gronk. Dog. I thought you'd call me dog. Dog.
It's so simple. It's so simple.
So easy.
So good.
So good.
Writes itself. Writes itself. Listen, I know we're going to disappoint someone that wanted a favorite clip of theirs played today. You know that's going to happen. We're leaving something out. We're going to hear about it. Why didn't you play this? Why didn't you play that? I know that's going to happen.
Felger Maz is going to be doing a lot of stuff too, but in case they don't, I'm gonna tweet out a link or two later on today for clips that people want.
Nice. I've also got one more to play here in these takeaways. This is Monster Mash Headlines, which is a favorite.
Which one?
I don't know. Jim picked it. Which one did you pick?
We listened to all of them. 2016 we thought was the best.
Tuukka Rask.
All right. 2016 is the year we decided to go with. Jim made the pick. He listened to all of them. And Monster Mash Headlines, we do it every year on Halloween, assuming Halloween is on a weekday.
I'm the one close to it. That said, you know what? This sounds like Monster Mash, our new headline sounder.
Yep. Let's hear it.
Now, here's the 98.5 Sports Hub headline.
The Patriots' record is now 7-1 after beating the Bills, who were having no fun. It was a Buffalo fan who had the best Bills throw. When onto the field, he tossed a dick.
Then Sosie laughed.
Then Bob Sosie laughed.
Then Sosie laughed. Then Sosie laughed.
It was gone in a flash.
Then Sosie laughed.
Even Sosie laughed. Now the Bruins and Celtics will both get some rest before both teams are again put to the test. On Wednesday, the Celtics play host to the Bulls. Tomorrow, the Bruins' defense will have their hands full.
Their D is trash.
The Bruins' defense is trash.
Their D is trash.
It's just so easy to bash.
Their D is trash.
They make way too much cash.
Their D is trash.
Their defense is trash. Finally, the Indians did not win it all, but still lead 3-2 in the classic series of the fall. Francona wants to win, but he won't have to cheat him.
We'll show up the next day and see if we can beat him.
Headlines are driven by Kumho Tire. The choice of Martellus Bennett, he's been on fire. KumhoUSA.com, that website's the best. More headlines coming up in 30 minutes or less.
Bravo!
Just one stupid,
That's what
makes it great.
That's what makes it so great. This hour was brought to you by Coors Light. Cheers to the Sports Hub from Coors Light. For 10 refreshing years of sports radio in Boston, Coors Light Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill.
Here's to you.
Here's to you.
Here's to you guys.
Cheers.
That's all we got.
Can I say
happy
one thing?
Yeah. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
This and from Touch and Rich, and I'm sure Felger and Maz, only possible because of our producers. And we've been talking about like so much stuff, you know, the teams and the talent. Jim Louth, Tom Morgan, produce this show,
yep.
Do such an amazing job every day, and I can say that about every producer on every show, whether it's Dan O'Brien and Mike Lockhart in the morning, yep. Or whether it's Jimmy Stewart and Billy Lanny in the afternoons, and Jeremy Connolly has been working for years on the night show, and lots of, and the weekend producers and everybody, they do so much work and make so much stuff sound so good around here, mm-hmm. So this whole day has been a ton of work for those guys, and doing an amazing job as always. So thank you to everyone.
Yeah, I think you know, we said it early in the show. Thanks to Mark Cannon for having that vision to put all this together to create the hub, and Mike Thomas for, you know, the grind that he did and coming from a radio producer. More importantly, Mary Mena and the Beasleys for taking a product that works and not changing it, letting us continue to do our thing here with the Beasley Broadcast family, and we appreciate that.
And I'd also say thank you to all of our listeners for 10 years, yeah. For sticking with us, even when I'm sure we've pissed you off.
Here's
or we've said things you don't like that we've said. You still keep coming back for more.
Cheers.
We still keep doing this thing. And so I thank you for all the support and for listening to us every day or close to it.
You got 10 more years in you?
I don't know.
So you got 10 more years in you?
Hell yeah.
Damn it.
I got a kid that's 10. I'll be working forever.
Oh, no.
See you guys tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.